Patrick is the victim in this. Patrick was bit. We knew he was bit at half time. Our doctors confirmed he was bit. The Dublin doctor confirmed he was bit. The hospital took him in, confirmed he was bit. And the thing was reported to the referee, and it was reported to the referee after the game, and it was put in the hands of the CCC. They had a strong enough case to ban the player. And in the last 2 weeks, like, I'm reading negative articles about Patrick, and he was the victim in this. The young fella didn't want to go. That's the bottom line. We wanted him to go. County Board wanted him to go. But he's 18 years of age. The president of the GAA is a school teacher, and he should know that somebody that age is not fully developed and fully mature, and he didn't want to get into a courtroom-like situation. He said everything he had to say. They had all the information. He felt he wasn't going to add any more to it. And for them reasons, he decided he didn't want to go, and he didn't want to get into a room and point a finger at anybody. But he put it in the report, what had happened and how it happened and what was involved in the process. It wasn't up to Patrick, in my opinion, to win the case for the CCC. They had all the information. It wasn't up to him to win the case for them. And for Patrick to be the bad guy in this, having been the victim, I feel is wrong, and I feel that a lot of that has come from the top of the association. And I don't think that's fair.